have some technical difficulties. Sorry, folks. Is it enough?
No, you can see that it's moving around the channels, but your mic is still on.
Is this still... Sorry about that, folks.
It seemed I went. Captivate every
Hello, welcome back to Shooting Blanks. You just heard some Herbie Hancock. I thought it was you. And Japanese breakfast, paprika. Yeah, I saw Japanese breakfast last night. Me and John were just talking about how cool the show was off air.
I wasn't there.
And Yellow Tango opened. It was a pretty good show. And the guy from Yellow Tango, the guitarist, came in for the encore with Japanese breakfast. And he was a shredder.
Apparently he plays guitar like a, quote, cartoon character.
Yes.
According to Mitch.
Yes, he plays the guitar by his feet. And he hops around. And he also, like, twirled the guitar everywhere. Real rock and roll stuff, folks.
Real rock and roll.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
I mean, no, I think you should probably just play a song.
Okay, fine. This next song I'm going to play is by Blondshell, who is a new rising artist, I think. Heard about her on New York Times Popcast. I'm trying to keep up with the trends, you know. Keep up with the indie girlies. So here is Cephas by Blondshell.
I'm going back to him. Thank you.
please do one person, my good.
You just heard new Blood Orange track, Wish, and Sepsis by Blanchell. Really digging the new Blanchell songs. Nice and grungy.
She's giving us Liz Fair vibes.
The new Blood Orange track's pretty good. I haven't listened to this new EP. Gotta get on that. Good afternoon, Medford. Next, I'm going to play a song by Wednesday, who just came and played the Crane Room at Tufts. It was a great show. They have steel pedal guitar, which is hard to beat, you know?
True. Their shoegaze songs are better than their country songs, though.
Yeah, but who doesn't love a good country moment, you know? So this is Mora by Wednesday.
Thank you.
You just heard Mora by Wednesday. Like we said before, they just played the Crane Room at Tufts. It was a great show. Really
awesome.
They really rocked the house down.
Yeah, they were great. The opener, Truth Club, rocks too. Shout out Apple Jam, putting on cool shows.
Yes, sir. Do you have anything else to say about them, about Wednesday?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They pretty much rocked. I like that they played loud as fuck.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That's not a word I'm allowed to say on the radio. Really loud. I like that they played really loud.
We're going to act like that didn't happen.
We're going to delete that and post.
Yeah. It's a great show. Nice riffs. Classic rock and roll.
Great, some great shoegazing moments.
Mm-hmm. So now we're going to have a PSA from our new trainee here.
Take it away.
All right, so this is a ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you, Cassette. Great message.
Everyone needs to hear it.
Yeah, I worked at an engineering company this summer. Had to do some OSHA training.
Some dangerous work with ladders.
I didn't have to go that far, but I had to watch a lot of videos about ladder safety, how to...
You shouldn't walk under them, it's bad luck.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually bucket truck certified.
So you're certified to walk under a ladder that's in a car?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're certified to walk under the bucket?
Yeah. Great message.
Yeah.
Don't fall off a ladder, folks.
All right, we're gonna play some. We're gonna switch up the vibes. We're gonna play some.
I should have never done a show, John.
We got some good stuff coming your way. First up, we got 73 Yips by Aphex Twin.
Just kidding.
Kind of a
I like Aphex Twin.
But it's a good one. All right, let's run the track here.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
All right, that was Tim Hecker with the song The Piano Drop. Before that, we had A Mutant by Arca. I know Mitch really liked these songs. Mitch, would you like to tell us more about how you felt about these two wonderful tracks?
I mean, I would listen to them, just like not in this setting. I usually try to keep it chill at WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio Station, because it's a chill vibe in here. It's not like a techno basement.
Yeah, that wasn't really techno music, Mitch. Maybe I should be more pedantic about...
Potato.
All right, folks, we're going to keep the music coming. The next track is by an artist whose name I can't say on radio. The name of the song is Burn This Moment Into the Retina of My Eye. All right.
We'll be right back.
All right, folks, we got one more song left. That was Squirm by Prolapse. I think that's allowed to be said in the radio, I hope. It is the artist's name.
It's a medical term.
I'm not in trouble. That's true. Last song, we got Parallel Deserts by Five Star Hotel. Afterwards, I'll let the next DJ group take over.
So we'll sign off here. You've been listening to Shooting Blanks on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you all have a great Friday afternoon and night. And go wild tonight.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to endorse the last part of that. All right, Parallel Deserts.